Hi, Wastelanders. I'm Sean, your host, and with me is Cody, my co-host.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing today, man?
Oh. Just peachy.
Just peachy. He says that because every day we're finding new tech things that are kind of throwing us off, and we're just not really sure how to react. Today is maybe going to be one of those days. We're going to be jumping into quantum computer news here in the Utopian Ooh. Wasteland. Yeah, so welcome to the Utopian Wasteland, and let's talk about what's coming down the road in quantum computing. So, back on December 9th of 2024, this past year, Google reported on their own blog, and the story was picked up by a bunch of different news outlets, that they've got a quantum chip called Google Willow. All right, Willow, because they like tree-like names for something.
Yeah. Glad it wasn't a widow.
Well, boy, that would be a different twist on it, but, you know, that may be yet to come. So, the Google Willow quantum chip was able to solve a math problem that a classical computer would take 10 septillion years to solve.
Unlike a rap computer.
Versus classical?
Yes. Rap computer can say all that stuff fast, you know.
That's true. Well, maybe a quantum computer is a rap computer.
Maybe.
Okay, well, that's a conversation for another time. 10 septillion years is longer than the universe is old. Right. I won't even go into how many zeros that is. The Google Willow chip solved the math problem in 5 minutes.
I think I remember hearing something about this.
Right.
And even now I'm still baffled.
Yeah, a standard supercomputer would have taken 10 septillion years. This quantum chip, and mind you, it's in early development still. It did this in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Willow has 105 qubits. So those are the building blocks that make up a quantum chip. Okay. So a qubit is the quantum computer version of a traditional computer's bit, which is basically a transistor. It is on or it is off. In a standard computer,
like the radio?
The individual transistors that are in, like in a radio, it started there. So a transistor is a gate. It is on or it off, or it's a one or a zero.
Essentially. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So in a quantum computer, the qubit can be a one or a zero, or a combination there in between. Basically, instead of just on or off, it can be, you know, it's kind of like having a volume knob.
So it's either half on, half off, a quarter off,
right?
A quarter on,
or a 30-second on. Right? Yeah, yeah. It's got a range. Exactly.
For some reason, it's now forward. It's now backwards.
Exactly right. So quantum computer qubits are really small, and because of that, they're very susceptible to any interference, and they're very prone to errors. That's why we don't have them out working right now, because they're trying to get past this. It takes a lot of shielding. Even cosmic rays that just pass through all of us, can pass through the Earth, they are enough to screw up a quantum computer and give false results. Mm. It gets them to not work.
Really?
So, yeah, they're that sensitive. So a person walking in the room, just that vibration in the room can throw off a quantum computer. They're that sensitive and fragile. Interference can cause an error. Right. So that's why it's so hard to get a reliable quantum computer so far. But they're changing really quickly, and they're coming up with new advances. On March 4th, a Chinese team announced the creation of a similar quantum chip. I'm going to try and pronounce this. Anybody who can speak Chinese can correct me later. It's something like Zhuzhongji.
Where's that?
Want to try that?
Hell no.
Nope. Okay. Zhuzhongji 3.0.
I'm going to assume that's correct.
Yeah. It's close. It's a 105-qubit superconducting quantum processor. In their testing, it solved a math problem in mere seconds that it would have taken a current best supercomputer 6.4 billion years to solve.
Okay. So how many qubits for the Chinese versus...
Both of them have 105 qubits.
Okay.
So just different math solutions they're trying to solve. There's different benchmarks that they use to solve problems to show how fast a computer is.
Right.
This one did it in seconds instead of 6.4 million years. So the advancements continue. So that was on March. Taking a different approach, Microsoft, again, on February 19th of this year, they announced the creation of a new chip specifically for quantum computing that is built in a totally different way. According to their website, the Microsoft website, their Majorana, I think something like that, Majorana 1 chip is the first quantum chip in the world to be powered by a new topological core architecture. They say it should accelerate quantum computers to be solving meaningful industrial-scale problems in years rather than decades. So previously, the way we've been doing this traditionally, we thought, well, decades from now, we'll have a good working quantum computer.
Right.
They're now saying, upcoming years. They think it's going to come fast.
In the next year,
yeah,
we could have one.
So they say that the chip utilizes an entirely new state of matter called a topological superconductor.
I'm sorry, what?
Topological superconductor. This new state of matter and new method are far less prone to errors. They say that it will allow them to fit 1 million qubits on a quantum chip. Now, backing up, 105 have been solving these major problems in anywhere from 5 minutes to seconds. But they want to get up to 1 million qubits on this quantum chip. And they say that that's the threshold to solve highly complex problems.
I remember seeing, like, memes of people, like, comparing Microsoft versus Sony right now.
Okay.
And the whole thing, it's like, the person portraying Sony is like, Microsoft, what have you done? I mean, look at me. I've created this. I have this. I have this. What have you done? And then it cuts to Microsoft and it's like, we've created a fifth state of matter. And yeah. Sony's like, what? And it's like, we have reached beyond human comprehension.
Yeah.
We have opened the gates to something we cannot close.
Yeah. So in prep for this, I didn't write it down, but there's actually something like a dozen states of matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're so used to liquid, right. Solid, well, yeah. Gas, plasma.
I keep forgetting plasma's one.
Yeah, and so now this is another one that is like somewhere between a solid and a liquid or something like that, the way I saw it described. I don't fully understand it, so if you really want to understand it more, it's flubber. We're going to call it flubber from now on.
Because it's a solid
liquid. Microsoft's flubber. Yeah, exactly. You want to know more, Google it, do your own digging. I did my own digging, and I still did not understand fully what I was reading because I am not a physicist.
So are we going to have the articles down below?
Yeah, I've got, yeah. So in the description, podcasts, and on YouTube, and then for our Patreon viewers, the description area will have links to every article that I referenced.
Good, good.
So do the digging yourself, too. Don't just take our word for it. We only know what other people are saying.
Don't just take our word for it. Listen to these amazing customers.
Exactly. So going back to this new... They're hoping to get 1 million qubits on a quantum chip, but... Experts say that really large computations will be needing in the realm of trillions of qubits. Now, I don't know. They're already doing really good with just 105.
What are they trying to do with...
Well,
okay, so
basically solve the world's problems.
Oh, buddy, I can solve that real quick. And I don't need a quantum computer for that.
Well, yeah, but that's a different sort of a solution. So.
Fair.
Fair. So.
It's the better
this is
solution.
Not. Right. So this is not just Microsoft patting themselves on the back, tooting their own horn, saying, oh, we've done this, and they don't have the receipts. Apparently, they do because. And not to scare everybody, but to maybe scare everybody, DARPA. Has taken an interest in their new chip.
DARPA.
So,
The DARPA.
DARPA. If you don't know, DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Thank you. I was about to ask, actually. Could you explain what DARPA means?
Yeah. DARPA,
again, for those who didn't know.
For those who didn't know, and if you're slow, yeah. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Basically, it's the group that brings in the public sector, or the private sector, into public, getting private corporations to develop things for our military in the United States.
Right.
Boston Dynamics has been a big developer for DARPA, as one example. Oh. So basically, this is the U.S. military's invention program. Yeah. So Microsoft is one of only two companies invited to participate in the final phase of their underexplored systems for utility scale quantum computing program. I don't think that one's an acronym. They just couldn't figure out how, but the military loves their acronyms.
Like, no. Okay. I got this.
So U.S. USUSC or SQC. Yeah, no, there's just nothing there.
No. So, I got this. Hold on.
You think so?
Unsequump.
Sure. Unsequump. So, underexplored systems for utility scale quantum computing programming.
I can actually see them coming up.
Absolutely. Like they're going to start calling it that.
FUBAR.
Right. Yeah. Well, that actually means something.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, and they do. They love their acronyms. Yeah. Anyway, so this is one of the programs of the U.S. military for their Quantum Benchmarking Initiative, a program seeking to create a quantum computer that basically has value beyond its cost. So there's one of the problems with quantum computing. Right now, they are so incredibly expensive to build and experiment and do anything with that what they can return in research is not worth the money spent.
Of course.
Yet. I with these new advances, that's not going to last very much longer. So, yeah, in short, they're proving that a large-scale quantum computer is feasible, but they're not quite there. Mm-hmm. However, even the small-scale computers are doing some amazingly fast calculations. So imagine how much faster a full-scale computer will be. And then, yeah, okay. So this is just a very light look at the information out there on quantum chips. I saw another article just yesterday. Another team in China has created another quantum chip they're working on that instead of using traditional transistors, traditional qubits, and fifth states of matter, it's using lasers. And coming up with incredibly fast computations as well. So there's constantly new ideas on how to do this and make it more stable.
I'm just waiting for Microsoft to come out and be like, we've now created 500 states of matter.
Right.
Just so we can do this.
Just to do this.
We have ripped a hole in space-time.
Right.
We figured out how to do that before we figured out how to create a quantum computer.
Don't give them any ideas, man. Don't give them any ideas. Yeah. So anyway, again, that's a very light look at quantum chips. If you want to do a deeper dive, again, we're going to have all of the links to these articles, and you can do your own searches online. So looking at the big picture, as we try to do every episode here, practical quantum computers are coming. Probably still some years away, but it's looking like years, not decades. So maybe within the next 10 years. We'll see. We'll see.
I don't know.
I mean, they've advanced so much just in the last 2 or 3 years. It's amazing. But we'll see.
I almost have a feeling it's going to be just as soon.
Yeah, I think so too. I think I'll bet less than 10 years we're going to have a good practical quantum computer. But we'll see.
I give it 3 years. Five at best.
Okay. Anybody want to lay odds? He's taking bets. So, so taking that into account,
we are betting for T-cans.
T-cans, yeah.
Because that's what's going to happen in the wasteland. You're going to have
to pay him that's the little pop-tops are going to be coins now.
Pop-tops are coins. Oh, yeah. No.
So taking that into account, think about the potential. Quantum computers are going to be able to solve problems that we never thought were possible to solve. I mean, think medical sciences, industry, tech innovations, space exploration. Everything can be helped with quantum computing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still waiting for anti-gravity, by the way. If I want a floating car, I want my own Star Wars speeder bike. I really do.
Well, we're getting close to hover things.
We're getting close, but it all takes fans and things like that now. I want true...
gravity.
Yeah, repulsor lift.
Yeah.
Oh, and artificial gravity for spacecraft. Hey, Elon Musk, you want to send people to Mars? Have one of your computers start working on artificial gravity, because that's one of the downfalls with space travel is being in zero G for too long is really rough on the human body. So, so let's all get to work on those for me, especially my speeder bike. Somebody? But anyway.
Elon Musk, we will gladly kiss the shoes you walk on.
He will, yeah.
If you create a hover bike.
Yeah, if you create a real speeder bike for me,
For us, particularly.
Yeah, us in particular. So now...
Not just in general.
Thinking about how fast quantum computers are developing, now combine that with the fast advances in AI systems. Maybe. Think about the advances in AI systems.
Right.
And now... put those kind of AI on a quantum computer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. Now add into that robotics where that AI on a quantum computer operates the robots. We'll probably be able to improve them, control them, etc. AI on lightning-fast computers paired with robots leads to probably wonderful things.
The Robot Thunderdome.
Possibly difficult
this Sunday.
Times. So
Gigantosaur
again,
versus the Terminator.
Wow. You know this is all going to be real. this is all potentially coming. I mean, it's possible now.
Sunday.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we're going off the rails here.
Seats, but you only needed the edge.
So once again... I'm really excited and really terrified. And I think I'm more terrified by what you just came up with. Yeah. I mean, it's nothing to get all choked up over.
But
you know.
Whew.
All right. So... for our Patreon viewers and anybody interested, Cody and I are going to have a deep dive discussion into this right after this episode.
Of course.
That's only going to be available on Patreon. But that's it for this podcast for today.
Is that so?
For this episode, yeah. So I'm going to just leave you all with that to sit and think about it. So thank you for joining us.
Think about the Thunderdome.
Think about the Thunderdome.
We need
giant,
to make a robotic Thunderdome.
Giant robots fighting in the Thunderdome.
Well, not giant robots. I just called the robot Gigantor.
Okay, but they could be giant robots.
They could be giant robots.
So
give
thank
us
you.
Mechs, please. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for joining us today on the podcast and on YouTube, or I guess that would be a vodcast then, kind of, wouldn't it?
I mean, if it's for Patreon, then it's a vodcast, yeah.
Well, there too, but even on YouTube, we've got a little video motion background, but it's not us.
Yeah,
you know, you don't see us on YouTube, and that
and you'll never see us.
Unless you're on Patreon.
Exactly.
And there, unfortunately, I'm sorry for you.
You have to pay for this.
Yeah. Wow. That's like a gag gift. Oh.
Ow!
Well, I'm talking about both of us, but...
Oh, fair.
But
I was going to say,
me
I'm
more
worth
than
at
you.
Least $2.
I'd buy that for $1. Anyway, weird movie reference there.
Yeah.
If you like this podcast, please tell other people and encourage them to listen. You know, I was looking at a lot of other podcasts, and nobody seems to be doing this watchdog kind of approach that we are of, you know, the pros and the cons. I mean, everybody's really excited or really negative, and nobody's doing this... I mean, mostly just really excited. Ooh, look at this new robot.
Yeah.
Hey, we do a tech podcast. Look at the new iPhone. And that's great. That's fun. I love that stuff. Obviously, I'm already reading it. I think we're one of the only ones out there kind of being a tech watchdog.
Right.
Which is kind of strange. I thought there'd be a bunch, but maybe I just haven't found you yet. So spread the word everyone needs to know this stuff. I mean, grandma and grandpa, everybody, they need to know this stuff because it's happening really quick. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you prefer to get your podcasts, if we're on there. Cody's been working on that, getting us onto all the different places.
Trying to.
And then also, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. If nothing else, we are on YouTube. We would love it if you would subscribe there. If you just want to listen to them there, that's fantastic. If you like what we're doing and want to help us create even more, help us keep doing this and maybe buy better equipment than what we're using right now and have a real studio and good mics.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, this Blue Yeti is not a bad mic. It's pretty good.
Right.
Sounds pretty good, really.
But being in my shack is not.
But being here on the couch is not optimal. We could use a studio. The couch is really comfy, which is maybe part of the problem. It's a little too comfy. So if you really like what we're doing, please become a patron on Patreon for as little as $5 a month. Just go to Patreon, look up Utopian Wasteland, and you'll find our page on there.
Can you say that one more time? For as little as...
little as $5 a month. That's our lowest one. Cup of coffee. Less than a cup of coffee these days. And you can get us every month. And we've got a lot of extra material on there. There's behind-the-scenes weirdness, and there is the discussion afterwards, and you get to see us as we're recording this. I don't know if that's a perk or not. Patreon patrons also get other exclusive stuff at the higher levels. We've got some different merch that you get at the $10 and $25 and so on.
But all that you can look at on our Patreon.
That's
so please check it out.
Right. We're also on different social media. I'm working on that. You can find all of our links at utopianwasteland.com.
That is utopianwasteland.com.
That's right. So until our next episode, remember, you can ignore technology, but it won't ignore you.